Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
You know what it's like when you're about to tell someone a secret, or when they want to tell you a secret. You lean into the other person with eager expectation, even excitement. There are many kinds of secrets to share with a friend in life, and the best ones are secrets about your life in Christ. So let's tear into secrets about your life in Christ. Of course, you'll remember there are always four categories we explore in every scripture dissection. 1. What does it say? 2. What does it mean? 3. Make it personal. And 4. Make a commitment. So we'll start with, what does it say? It's exciting to explore secrets about your life in Christ. Let's dig into some excellent verses that will guide us. First, by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. That's from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. Next verse is this one from Jeremiah 31, verse 3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. And then we move on to Psalm 103, 14. He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Another one from Psalms is chapter 34, verse 18. He is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And then we'll end with Romans 8, verse 34. Christ Jesus is at the right hand of God, also interceding for us. Simply and beautifully put, that's what those verses say. Now let's move on to, what does it mean? This is when we dig into the secrets about your life in Christ. And to do this, let's ponder some questions first. Okay, how do you see yourself? How do your skill sets and personality shape you? Do you believe you have special purpose? What about this one? Do you believe God loves you strongly? Or this one? Do you accept yourself as God created you? Are you aware of your limitations? What losses and hurts have you suffered? Are you brokenhearted and crushed in spirit? And then this one, do you believe Jesus is praying for you regularly? Okay, so let's move back to our verses now. Now that you've pondered those questions, let's interact with each of the verses. The first one from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. You are in a good place by His grace. Incidentally, this also means God's work in your life changes you. It's not for nothing, and there will be results. The next verse, Jeremiah 31, verse 3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Simply put, this verse guarantees God will always love you strongly. And then there's the Psalm 103, verse 14 verse. He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Apparently, God accepts that you are limited. He intimately knows your design, formed from the earth. So He never expects more from you than what you are capable of giving. Then the Psalm 34, verse 18 verse. He's close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Do you believe God is close to you when you are broken and crushed? He promises to help you in your most desperate times. Plus, God will never break His promises. And then the final verse was Romans 8, verse 34. Christ Jesus is at the right hand of God, also interceding for us. What an encouraging scripture. Jesus himself is literally praying for you at God's right hand. This is what those verses mean. So now let's make it personal. It's one thing to know scripture and what it means. Still quite another thing to apply it in daily practical ways. So let's make it personal. Here's an amazing secret about your life. You play a critical part in God's plan. Additionally, you are not a mistake. In other words, it's no accident you are alive here and now. God created you with a specific design in mind. Plus, he loves you dearly. So let's look at a summary here so far. Number one, you have an important part to play in God's plan. Number two, additionally, you are not a mistake. Three, it's no accident you are alive here and now. Four, God created you with a specific design in mind. And five, God loves you dearly. What a great secret about your life in Christ. God whispers these five things to you. Are you leaning in him to hear him? All right, so at this point, we need to talk a little bit about grace and peace. Interestingly, God intends to pour his grace and peace into your life. So, with his blessing, you can freely be you. However, this means you need to get on board with secrets about your life in Christ. Incidentally, getting on board starts with your Heavenly Father, the same Father Jesus has. How well do you know your Heavenly Father? Subsequently, are you absolutely sure about the following things? First of all, that God is full of compassion for you, even when you fail. Secondly, that he overflows with comfort when you suffer, are mistreated, or are misjudged. Additionally, he desires to help you. And then further, God wants to heal your heart and life. And so the question again was, how well do you know your Heavenly Father? And are you absolutely sure about those things by faith? Because God esteems and loves you, why not enjoy his secrets about your life in Christ? Get busy being yourself. Well, let's talk about why God sees it this way. Why would God invest so heavily in your life? Equally, why provide secret resources and compassionate restorations? What motivates his heart to be so intimately involved, particularly in areas of weakness or ongoing struggle? It has everything to do with his great love for you. The Bible says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Remember the Jeremiah 31, verse 3 verse? God also knows how hard and painful this life is. He's very aware current conditions are not his original plan. Plus, he remembers you are made from the earth. He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Psalm 103, verse 14. So what's the conclusion? Well, God loves you, friend. He's full of compassion for you. Further, he overflows with grace and mercy. Remarkably, he desires to pour continually into your life. So the great secret? God has special purpose for your life. So we've asked the question, why does God see it this way? And we've explored that. But let's look at God's perspective. God knows firsthand and upfront the sufferings of this world. Can you imagine the emotions he experiences as he oversees a broken creation? It's not at all what he had in mind. A once perfect, beautiful design he poured his heart into surely doesn't look the same. Before time began, God spoke everything into existence. He spoke it into existence with vibrancy, beauty, power, life, color, aroma, sounds of joy, comforting textures, tastes beyond imagination. If you think it's awesome to bite into a ripe strawberry now, imagine the original version. So what's the conclusion about all these thoughts we've been exploring? God wants to restore His original design into your life. It's a process that begins now and extends into eternity. So, live the secret. So we've looked at God's perspective. Let's look at Jesus's perspective. And of course, He's God, but He has His own unique perspective. He must have had such a mix of emotions as He walked and talked with people during His life on earth. As Creator, to see His people and creation in such pain and turmoil. Nevertheless, Jesus still focuses on His original design. He has not abandoned it. Rather, He works to redeem, complete, and fulfill what He has in mind. Here are some ways He does that. Jesus brings hope into shattered ecstasy. Then He brings compassion into life's rifts. He brings comfort into torn hearts, and He brings solutions into hopelessness. His great work culminates at the cross as He promises to make all things new, from Revelation 21, verse 5. Jesus, the God-man, personally experienced the effects of His broken creation. Remarkably, instead of dishing out punishment and retribution, He invites you to live in the secret His life makes possible. Alrighty, time to talk about no accident and another secret. As already mentioned, your life is no accident. And interestingly, the space and time frame you occupy in history is a part of God's plan to make everything new. God wants to weave His hope into your life when you trust Him for it. He also wants you to care about things He cares about. So, you are no accident. Ultimately, He wants you to partner with Him to bring others to Himself. Won't you join Him to increase hope in other lives? In other words, being yourself at this time in history is another secret about your life in Christ. There's yet another secret, comfort. Comfort is mentioned often in Scripture. Consequently, it's another secret that God keeps. Chances are you need comfort, probably right now, and so do others around you. God commits to providing comfort. Will you receive comfort from Him? This is a faith thing. Will you provide comfort to others? Okay, those are some things that we explored in order to make all these verses and the information in those verses personal. It takes a little bit of thought to do that. But now it comes time for our fourth section in Scripture Dissection, and that is to make a commitment. Here is where we discover and explore application thoughts and questions. Number one, how do you see yourself? How do your skill sets and personality shape you? Do you believe that you have special purpose and you're not an accident? Number two, do you believe God loves you strongly? Three, do you accept yourself as God created you? Are you aware of your limitations? Four, what losses and hurts have you suffered? Are you brokenhearted or crushed in spirit? Five, do you believe Jesus is praying for you regularly? Number six, how well do you know your Heavenly Father? Remember, the same Father that Jesus has. Number 7, are you praying for people with broken hearts? How can you join Jesus in his prayers for others? Number 8, are you willing to open your heart for comfort from Jesus? And then number 9, are you living in the secrets about your life in Christ? Which of the secrets that we talked about do you need to work on? Portions of this content came from our book, Epistles for an I Generation, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.